Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lane Bajardi, and here are today's top local stories.
Testimony continuing this afternoon in the Trump hush money election interference falsified documents trial. Latest now from 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa at Manhattan Criminal Court.
Michael Cohen said pleading guilty was the worst day of his life. He said after the FBI raided his apartment and law office in 2018, even with assurances from then President Trump, he said he was being pressured by a Rudy Giuliani colleague. He said he decided to be loyal to his family rather than Trump. He took guilty pleas to a number of charges. He said he apologized to Congress and the American people for lying to protect Trump. Prosecutors framing this as Cohen's mea culpa, which in fact is the name of one of his podcasts. He says he makes money on it, and he talks, among other things, about Trump. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Separately this afternoon, Trump lost his appeal to overturn the judge's gag order, which prohibits him from making statements against certain people, including trial witnesses and the judge's daughter. The state intermediate appeals court refused to lift or modify the order after it determined Trump's public statements posed a significant threat to the integrity of the testimony of witnesses and potential witnesses in this case. The former president has been encouraging Republican allies to visit the trial this week. Today, House Speaker Mike Johnson showed up to say things Trump is barred from saying due to that gag order.
Speaker Johnson not only stood behind former President Trump as a 45th president savaged the hush money case against him, Johnson then addressed the media, calling the case corrupt, saying it is.
Not about justice. It's all about politics, and everybody can see that.
Johnson is pushing to require proof of U.S. citizenship for registering to vote, as Trump claims without proof that migrants crossing the border illegally could vote in November.
As correspondent Allison Keyes, non-citizens are already barred by law from voting in federal elections. The MTA adding dozens of new all-electric buses to its fleet, unveiled today in Queens.
Two new all-electric buses are ready to hit the road. MTA Chairman Jan Oliber says they'll cover routes in disadvantaged neighborhoods in Queens, Brooklyn, and Staten Island.
With the impacts of bad air quality, we talk about all the time, high rates of asthma, other bad health outcomes.
The buses get 80 to 95 miles on a full charge overnight. New York Power Authority President Justin Driscoll helped unveil them at the Grand Avenue Depot here in Maspeth.
And if you look up, you can see how the buses can just pull up and automatically connect to the charging system. No more plugging and unplugging for this fleet of buses.
New York City Transit expects to have 60 of them on the road by year's end. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Queens.
Now, while the buses themselves do not generate emissions, critics note calling them zero-emissions vehicles is not 100% accurate. This is because the power plants that generate the electricity for the buses do generate emissions since the forced shutdown of the Indian Point nuclear power plant. Tragedy this morning in West Orange. Two people killed in a fire broke out around 12:30 at the Northfield townhouses near South Mountain Reservation. Officials say two people killed, a man and a woman. No word yet on a cause or the identities of the victims. Some other residents of that connected housing were displaced by the fast-moving blaze. With cars more expensive than ever, car thieves are getting more aggressive. More money to be made there. On Long Island, high-end vehicles are being targeted by organized rings, even if you're still in the car.
It's not a new way to steal cars. Criminals used this tactic many decades ago, but now Old Westbury Police Chief Stuart Cameron says the tap the bumper on a car to steal it has happened a couple of times here on Long Island.
If you tap, take a look who's in the car that tapped you. If it's occupied by multiple people, that could potentially be an indication that they're looking to take your car.
And then do not stop. Or if you do stop, don't get out of the car. Call 911 immediately. Another way thieves are stealing high-end cars, threatening the driver with a weapon and forcibly removing them from the vehicle.
You know, if they're going to their car and they see someone following them, maybe they want to go back into the store. If they're driving home and they see a car following them, they should call 911.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The city is doing a massive land swap deal with the Port Authority. 120 acres of Brooklyn coastline is being transferred to the city in exchange for 225 acres of Staten Island. Mayor Adams says the deal will transform the land from the southern edge of Brooklyn Bridge Park down into Red Hook.
For far too long, Red Hook has been isolated, not receiving the support that they deserve, and treat it as though it was a separate entity to the Brooklyn community. That changes, and we're going to make sure it does.
Port Authority will take the land it's getting in the deal to consolidate control of the Howland Hook Marine Terminal, a container port on Staten Island. Cops are on the scene of a broad daylight school stabbing this afternoon in Hell's Kitchen. Happened just before 1:30. Two male students stabbed inside a building at 439 West 49th Street. Now, there are three schools in that building, the Business of Sports, the Urban Assembly Gateway for Tech, Stephen T. Mather Arts and Craftsmanship High School. Unclear which of these schools or whether any of the three of them were involved. One person stabbed in the face, the other stabbed in the chest. Both are students of one of the three schools and are in stable condition. The stabbers also in custody, two people in custody by police. They say they are also students as the investigation continues. Police released new photos today of some of the teenagers wanted for a string of violent robberies across the Bronx. They have four teens in custody.
The NYPD telling us now at least 13 times since January, these robberies have been organized by groups of teens in and around Claremont Park, robbing people of cash and phones and jewelry to the tune of at least $12,000 worth so far. Four suspects have been captured now. The youngest is 13, the oldest 18, as police still looking for more teens responsible. Lorena tells me twice she's had mirrors stolen off her car by young people.
It's sad because we're working, you know, and we pay a lot of taxes, and you know, and I'm scared about myself. That's the reality.
Throughout the time I've been here, I've been watching two NYPD cars from the 44th precinct continuing to circle around patrolling the park. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, Morrisania, the Bronx.
Well, there's a new report out from Street Easy. It confirms what we already know.
Rent, it's too damn high.
Median asking rent in the city in April rising to $3,700 a month. That's a 1.7% increase year over year, the highest it's been since September. Brooklyn rents saw a 4.5% increase, up to $3,450. In Queens, about $3,000 a month, a jump of more than 11%. While we're seeing an uptick here, Street Easy says that growth is much slower than it was a year ago, and there's more available out there for market rentals, probably because nobody can afford them. Also says housing inventory is up 4.7% from a year ago. Largest increases in Mott Haven, Greenpoint, and Astoria. Mayor Adams touting the progress of the city's new multi-agency operation aimed at cracking down on illegal pot shops.
In the first week of Operation Padlock to Protect, Mayor Adams said 75 illegal smoke and cannabis shops were closed, over 38,000 violations and $6 million in fines issued.
They're just getting started. Well-coordinated effort, and really want to take my hat off to the sheriff for his actions in Albany, giving us some of the tools we needed.
City Sheriff Anthony Miranda said 2,900 locations have been identified for investigation.
We get that information from community complaints. We also get that information from the police department, elected officials, and anyone else who makes the observation, school principals.
New York state law prohibits these shops within 500 feet of a school. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.